Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I'm hoping that you're able to hear me. The show that I did last week seemed to have been overridden by ongoing music, and so I'm kind of doing this show as a little test run to make sure things are up and running properly again through Blog Talk. And I'm very happy you're here. It has been a little bit of a hiatus. First, I've been really, really busy. My schedule has been so busy. And then with last week having that interference, it's been a little bit of a lapse in shows. So I'm very happy to be doing this today. And I see that we've already got several calls. So I'm going to get through this opening part very quickly so I can get to the first caller. And that way I also can confirm that the message, the show is broadcasting properly and as it should be. Like I said, I'm doing this show a little bit as a test run to see if things are back to normal with the technical things that seemed to go wrong last week, and it appears to be so far. But this morning after I put the show up and scheduled it, I went back and forth. I thought, well, maybe I'll just wait until next week. And I thought, no, I'll do a show as a test, and that way I'll know if everything's working again and then kind of can hit the ground running again next week and try to get back on a regular schedule. And so I did schedule it, and this morning, you know, I thought, well, last week the show was going to be on Archangel Zadkiel and Violet Flame, so maybe I'll just try to redo that one. And after I got it scheduled, I just felt very much a different push in a different direction. And I feel so much that the Spirit of Jesus is here and wanting to communicate with us, and even that there's a little bit of frustration there, wanting us to really, really listen. And so I'm going to go with that in this opening part and just let that flow through me as best I can. And, you know, I don't really, on this show or in general on my page and the work I do in the spiritual arena, I don't really get into political type things that much, because I find that lately the way things are, that's just very divisive and people make assumptions and it's not very unifying. But the message, the sort of the frustration that came through to me, you know, from what I believe is the Spirit of Jesus this morning, I would like to draw some parallels and that maybe can make some people step back and see a little differently or a little clearly. You know, this week we have had the tragic shooting in Tennessee, And it's very upsetting, and you know, it can confuse us, it can make us angry, it can make us draw conclusions about the shooter and what he represents, and then how we have to retaliate. And last month we had the tragic shooting in Charleston, and that also led people to make assumptions and group people together, and what it must mean and what it means overall, as opposed to that, you know, this was an individual doing something. That person doesn't speak for a whole class of people. So it kind of came over me this morning that what a learning opportunity this is. And I was feeling this a lot yesterday too, how the universe, if we can step back for a moment out of our fear or our anger, that what is going on here, we're getting two different views of hatred or fear, or we're getting to see it from two sides that in some ways are opposites. And I'll try to walk through that and explain it as best I can. You know, last month in Tennessee, that was the shooting at a black church by a young white man. And he specifically was going after these people because they were black. Now, he expressed in his manifesto a frustration that he couldn't find, there weren't any groups now to join like the KKK. There wasn't, you know, any of that kind of thing going on. So he felt like he had to step up and do it. Now, I don't know where that kind of hate comes from. I do know at times it comes from groups and people pushing hatred and for whatever their agenda or their fear. But what I do know is that it's very easy for people to jump to conclusions like, oh, well, that's just rampant racism and it's everywhere in the South, or, you know, that's just how white people in the South think. And that was a little bit upsetting to me because I am from the South. I grew up in the South. I've never had that kind of hatred in me. I've never been around that kind of hatred. I know it has existed in the South. Hatred has existed everywhere. So I was quiet about it for the most part, but other than to say that's not how all Southerners think. Don't get yourself caught in that. That's not the normal thing, kind of thing. And it was being portrayed as if that was just commonplace, that white people go out and try to harm black people. And that's not true. You know, in any group, I've always said, you know, there's that 5% theory. I've said that for years, that, you know, in any group of people, you might have 5% that they're going to be jerks or just out and out mean, you know, depending on what level you're talking about. I've seen that a lot of times in, you know, whether it was, you know, PTA, or, you know, when my kids were growing up playing soccer, and, you know, on the team of 17, you probably have one that's going to be a real pain in the rear. So, you know, we shouldn't make assumptions about entire classes, whether it's black, white, Hispanic, Muslim. And so the parallel that we have now with Tennessee, and I think it's important for those of us who are trying to truly be spiritual and hold peace and bring in light instead of darkness or hatred or fear, that we see these parallels. This was a person that we don't know a lot yet about this person in Tennessee, but it was apparently of the Muslim faith. And I've seen lots of posts about, oh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, right. Now, he was out to do that as part of some big Muslim effort, worldwide effort, that all Muslim, you know, that we can't believe that Muslims are peaceful. You know, I saw a post about, oh yeah, the quote-unquote peaceful religion of Muslim, you know, Muslim religion. Yeah, right, sure, they're peaceful. They just went and shot. Well, okay, so if you apply that same thing to the shooting in Charleston, okay, the shooter there was Christian, of Christian faith, belonged to a Christian church. So are you going to say that, oh, quote unquote, the peaceful religion of Christianity? You can't paint people broadly like that, because we're individuals. We each have an individual heart. And when a person goes and does something terrible, it's a tragedy, but we need to try to overcome our instincts to make assumptions about entire groups. That, you know, that doesn't mean that we safeguard ourselves where we can, but we shouldn't. I don't believe we should go overboard. You know, random crazy acts can happen anywhere. Do I want to walk around armed and like a militant because of it? No, because I can also look around and see that acts of kindness happen far more often than the acts of crazy, mean hatefulness. So look at it from those perspectives and resist the urge to jump on a cause or an assumption that this has a meaning about an entire group. And what a growing opportunity, or what a growth opportunity that is for us in the spiritual sense. You know, Jesus was always very quick, from the limited stories we know and the four Gospels that we have been most acquainted with in our culture. Well, we know for one that those weren't even written until 70 years after his passing. So it's pretty safe to assume that the people that wrote those books only did so, we know that they did so through just verbal accounts of things. So they didn't actually, they weren't actually there to know everything or to be able to record everything. So we get a very, very limited view. But the stories that we do know of Jesus, and when I feel his presence, they are about non-judgment. You know, when the woman who was the alleged adulteress was brought before him, and you know, the punishment back then was to stone the woman. So the crowd, you know, the people eagerly brought this woman. You know, I guess there was this passion for, you know, this love of this brutality. You know, we're going to stone her. They brought her forth to Jesus, and his reaction was very clever, because he had to be careful about with the laws back then if he said anything that went against religious teachings, because, you know, you could be killed. And his answer was, "Ye who is without sin, cast the first stone." And that hit a chord, and they walked away because they knew they weren't without sin. So it's a great demonstration, his compassion, even to those that are breaking the laws, or his compassion is great from the stories that we know about him. So I want you to try to just take this moment, take a breath, and whether you're of the Christian faith or take in the love of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus and what he represents. And I want you to try to feel him standing before you with hands open, emanating out this great light. And I want you to just take a breath and open your hands out before you to receive. And just feel this warmth and light and peace and love. Because you're going to take this in so that you can breathe it out. And then you can emanate it out to other people. And we need this so much. What a great love this man and the spirit represents. What a great level of forgiveness he gave us as an example. To feel that, breathe it in, and hold it so that you can let it ripple out from you. Okay, I said I would be quick. I got a little lengthy there. If you haven't listened to this show before, I always say I do it freestyle. I really say a prayer before the show and allow spirit to just come through me. So I don't have any schedule that I do it on. Sometimes the show goes the full 90 minutes. Sometimes it doesn't, depending on the discussion and the calls. But I am going to get to the first call, and I hope that you are all hearing me this time instead of just hearing music. First call is area code 856. And if you're calling for your personal reading for messages from angels and spirit, You can either ask a question or you can just call for a general message. I usually see little symbols that give me very quick insight into what might be your best steps right now on your spiritual path or with any hurdles that you're facing. If you're just calling to listen from your phone and you don't want a reading or don't want to be on the air, just tell me that. That's fine too, and I'll just skip on to the next one. But it's area code 856. You'll be live any second now.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi. Oh, good. So people can actually hear me today.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for rescheduling. That was very nice of you to do that.
Okay. Well, you said your name is Laura?
Yes. I do have a question.
Okay.
Okay. So I've been looking for work, and I have a phone interview scheduled for later at 3 today. I had an in-person interview scheduled that I went through for a permanent job on Wednesday. And okay. I have a couple other phone interviews coming up for contract work. And I'm wondering if the angels are letting me know whether I'm going to get the permanent job that I interviewed for on Wednesday, or if they see me more with one of these contracts.
Okay. I always let people know I don't usually see for sure things in the future, and the reason for that is we always have free will and we have an effect on the things that are happening by what we're putting out and what we're do you have a preference about those things? That was what I just felt to ask you. Do you have a preference for how would you rather the contract worked? Would you rather do the permanent job?
See, I want my ultimate goal is to be able to purchase a home, and so a permanent job with benefits is going to help me with that goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get really positive vibes about that.
Okay,
but that's
I just
want
to know though. So I'm looking for the opportunity where I'm going to excel and I'm going to be happy with the people, and they're going to be happy with me. If it's a permanent job, great, but that's kind of important to me. Then I'd be really
Let me walk through what I was feeling as you were talking. When you first said the phone interview, wasn't really feeling much, and then you said, and then I have, it was like a second interview about a permanent job? Is that what you said? When you said about the permanent job, I got like a good kind of feeling, like yes, yes. And then you talked about contract work, and it was kind of like neutral, like, oh, yeah, that could be good, too. What I first saw before you asked any of the questions, though, and I couldn't tell exactly what it was because it was almost like a little time-lapse video, but it was like seeds sprouting, like the little, little bean sprouts, But it was like I was seeing them as they were growing, like there was time-lapse, so I take that as the seeds you're planting are sprouting and growing. I got a very positive feel about the permanent job. And when I asked you, which one do you prefer? The reason was I was feeling from this sprouting that it's about manifestation and your focus, where you want to focus the energy for it to grow and sprout. And so I wanted you to choose, because what can happen, it happens to me all the time, is it's like, this and then this, but then maybe this. And all of our energy is very excited about something, but we don't always zero in maybe at the right time and say, I want this, and put that in our prayer. And when you said, I'd like to purchase a house and so the permanent job, I think that makes it a very good direction for you to try to zero in your energy and your prayer request, because I just got a really positive vibe when you said that. And I always like to leave it up to spirit for the specific how, but what I would say to you is not to think, oh, this has to happen or it's all just a flop and my prayers aren't answered, but I'd like you to put your energy into that particular, feel that job, feel it happening, be excited about it, feel the what's going to happen from that then you'll have the job, you'll have the ability then to go look for financing and begin to look. So I want you to surround yourself in the entire scope of what that possible outcome could bring. and be very excited about it.
Okay.
Can you do that? I mean, you're probably excited about the possibility of I'd like to buy a house, right?
Well, that's the whole thing, but I also want it to be a really good environment I just want it all to be good and good.
I feel like it could be a great environment for you and the whole picture. So just do your best to put your energy into excitement about it. Try to imagine and feel yourself doing the job and it being a good coworker environment. And from that, when you go to this interview, you're going to be in this brighter energy and vibration, and that's going to give you the best shot at this job. So already feel yourself doing it.
I had the interview Wednesday, the in-person interview, and I had 2 phone interviews prior to that. So then he brought me in for an in-person interview with one of the managers that worked there. So
is that male or female? Female?
The
other manager?
Current interviews, one was a male, one was a female, and then the in-person was another female.
Okay. When you were talking about, you know, then I went for this one, and then I went for this one, and then I was feeling female, and you said he, and then
phone interview was a male, and he's in charge.
Okay.
And then he set me up with a phone interview with another woman, and then I was called in for an in-person interview with another woman Wednesday.
Okay.
And
it
then,
feels to me very positive about this. The female, you know, so I don't know if there's going to be a really just good connection with female, but the whole thing surrounding it feels like the seeds are sprouting, and I just want you to feel it, feel excited about it, see it as something very positive, see the environment as feel it, like feel yourself in, you know, if it's an office environment, an office that you get excited to go into, and there are some cool people there, and you can laugh, and you know, and so just feel it as if you're there, because I think you're very, very close to that coming through.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And I say that, and I can kind of feel these chills and excitement, and like a lot is manifesting now, and that's why I was seeing the seeds actually, you know, grow like before my eyes. So.
Do you see the house too coming? Or?
All of when you were talking about that, it all seemed like very connected to each other. Like one thing, these seeds start to sprout. And you get a job that then enables you to look for a house and buy the house. You know, you may already do this. Go online and go ahead and start looking for a house online.
Oh, I have been.
Yeah, and do that a lot. I mean, I'm kind of a junkie that way.
Me too.
Been, you know, I've done for the last 20 years, and I've built a business that way, which now allows me to do a lot of these things, you know, because it's sort of a passive business that can enable me to spend a lot of time doing these kind of things. But be excited about it. And then when you go to the interview, that's going to come through that you're very excited about the job and just about life. So I see a lot sprouting and growing very quickly right now for you.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck.
Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Very positive there. I love it when those positive vibes and feelings come through and I can feel something happening really exciting for someone. Okay. I'm going to go right into the next call, area code 203.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
First-time caller. I'm sort of in a stressful situation, and again, I guess I'm asking you about the future. I've just started a live-in job, and I'm wondering if I'm not going to be staying here long and if I'm going to find another situation. Finding this work has been quite stressful and financially straining, and I'm sort of beside myself of wondering how I'm going to do it again or if I'll be able to stay at this job for a while.
Okay. I'm going to get back to that but I wanted to ask you, do you have a grandson?
Do I have what?
A grandson? Like, do you have grandchildren? Do you have a grandson?
I'm hoping. My son just got married.
Oh, okay. Because when you first started talking, I was just feeling like grandson. So, which is unusual. I usually see images, and it was more like a word and coming to me, like, you know, grandson, and feeling that whole energy. So I don't know. Maybe there's a grandson coming for you down. So, okay, and it feels just really exciting and.
Good.
Okay. All right. The live-in job, you know, I was so, this grandson energy was coming through so much that I wasn't getting anything specific about the job, but I'm going to just kind of pause for a second here and see. Okay, is there a grandson perhaps at the work?
No, there's not. This is a woman. The daughter has hired me. She's a 90-year-old woman. Okay. You know, when I looked at the bride at the ceremony, my son's wife, I actually wondered if she was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And then it just sort of been on my mind, well, maybe she's going to get pregnant very quickly.
Maybe so, yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just feeling that grandson, grandchild, but it felt more to me like grandson than granddaughter. But that's cool. Okay, I want to go back. I want to try to get you some kind of insight about this live-in job. I do feel the stress. And you're saying, is it going to, or are you going to have to find another situation? Where is the stress coming from? Is it the daughter?
The woman is a Christian Scientist, so she won't take any medicine. But I wasn't told by the daughter that she had a very serious condition that actually could be helped if the woman was willing to let me do a few things. And it's almost, you know, I respect the religion, but it's almost absurd what they're telling me to do or not do.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to help, or, you know, I found natural ointments, and the woman from the Christian Science Hospital comes and says, "No, don't use those." And
what does the person you're caring for, the 90-year-old woman, how does she feel about it?
She's mixed, and she's very angry and stubborn and interfering with anybody's ideas.
Okay, because I say what. You know, if she's of reasonably sound mind, everybody needs to respect what she wants, because two things. One, it's her life and her body. And two, she is 90, so she's at a place where she just might not want interference or in that sort of way. So, okay, so you say you find natural things and they still object to them, right?
Well, it changes all the time. But the main thing is, as soon as I got here and realized I wasn't told the situation.
Right,
and
right.
I realized, oh, my God, am I going to have to be looking for another job? And now, because the pay isn't great, I'm beginning to think maybe I need to start this process.
Go ahead.
I took out a loan to do this, and I don't have money to go and rent a house. I'd have to find another live-in situation, and I have a dog. And
have you done any exploring for any other live-in situations?
I've just started.
Okay. Here's what I feel. Now, you know, I can't quite pinpoint any absolute direct message or even a symbol of a message for it, but here's what I'm feeling. I always rely on that too when somebody's speaking. I feel like the situation is distressing for you, so it's almost like you already know you probably need to move along to another place if it's available, because it really is bothering you, the environment there, and I would agree that it's, that's a stressful situation. However, I do think if you start putting out feelers that you will, there are other live-in situations that will suit you better. So I wouldn't quit. I would try to just do, you know, and it is the woman, like, if she doesn't have medication or whatever, is she pretty healthy?
She's got a situation that if she gets septic, it will kill her. And, you know, the simple things that she could do that she's just refusing to do. She's doing something, you know.
You know, but she may be at a place of just deciding that it's my time, I want to go, you know, and sometimes that's hard, but we have to respect that. I would just do the best you can to care for, give her comfort and care. You can suggest things, but kind of listen to her wishes too. And go ahead and put some feelers out for other situations, because when I say that, I feel like there are maybe some really good situations for you. And sometimes when we're in the middle of situations that seem impossible or like this just isn't going to work, part of why they get more and more irritating is because somewhere out there the universe is trying to tell us there's something better. And
right.
Until they get bad enough, we aren't going to leave and look for something else. So I feel like, you know, go ahead and begin to look around, but try to just go with the flow without making too many waves right now, because that may also diminish your stress a little. And it's always hard for us to understand when people get to, you know, a certain age that, well, why aren't they doing this, this, and this to prolong their life? Maybe she knows that she's ready to go when it's time to go. You know, maybe her soul knows that. So try as best you can, because our natural tendency is preserve life and take care, you know, but try to respect that, and I think your stress level with it will diminish.
Yeah, so, okay.
Okay.
Do you see me physically and financially being able to make a move?
I do think there's going to be an opportunity for you that is going to be better. And
okay.
That, you know, it feels like, yes, if you do the groundwork and homework and you keep your mind open and you say your prayers, ask angels for help, listen for answers and guidance, or, you know, things to pop into your awareness that, you know, other opportunities, yes, you can make this happen and you can do
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I was just feeling there's this angel presence. I'm trying to figure out who it is or if there's a name. So just pause with me for just a second here. Okay, I want you to look up Archangel Jophiel.
Okay.
And I'm feeling that presence for you. And so there's probably, if you look her up, there's probably some guidance and things that you can get, or just by acknowledging her presence, you're going to have some help from her. So
okay,
directly from her. So you've already got one right there ready to help you.
thank
okay.
you so much. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
thank
right. You have a great
bye-bye.
Day. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. I'll go right into the next call, which is area code 760.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Do you have a question for me today?
Okay, yes, I do, and it's a little bit different than maybe some other questions, but it's about geology.
Okay.
So I'm a geology major in school.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just curious about any guidance that comes up for you. If I was to ask you, you know, are there any ascended masters or angelic energies or teachers, you know, that are guides in the field of geology? I was wondering
sure.
if came up
oh,
for you.
Oh, I'm sure there are. Now, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to give you off the top of my head who you should call on, but I'm certain. Let's see. I'm feeling Saint Francis, believe it or not. That's a that's more animals, but for some reason Saint Francis is coming to me. I think there's an archangel that has to do with anything that's environmental, so geology would fall under that. Archangel Ariel, I want you to read about her.
Okay.
And I feel like there is some other guide that's, I want to say that starts with a J. I don't even know. I think it maybe just be your guide, not any that we would all be familiar with. And I'm thinking there's a J name. Started to say Joseph, but I didn't feel that exactly. I'm feeling Joshua. Joshua.
Oh, Joshua. Not,
yes. That is like a direct spirit guide for you. I'm not certain that it's the biblical Joshua, but it's possible that it is. So what you can do is specifically talk to him. I feel like he's sort of like, kind of like the last caller where there was sort of an angel like waiting for an opening and an entry. It's like he is there sort of waiting for this opening. And now by you doing something like calling and asking for your messages and your help, it gave that opening for him to sort of introduce himself or be here. So I want you to explore that. I want you to read about Joshua from the Bible and see if anything resonates. See what, you know, might click with you. But I know you have a guide named Joshua. At first I was like, I think, and now I'm kind of feeling this like, oh yes, definite. And sometimes when I say things to people, my personality is that I hesitate to make it real definitive, but this one is saying make it definitive. Yes, just explore Joshua from the Bible, and there's some kind of message there for you, but also just a spirit to walk with you and guide you in this path and in geology and your studies and the direction to go. So that was very loud and clear once I sort of let it come through. So I would definitely, if I were you, I would really explore it and see what you can what resonates, because as you read, like, you know, as you read about Joshua in the Bible, if there is something that is meant for you as a message, as you read it, be aware, because you'll start to get feelings in your body. Like for me, it is very often like the feeling of chills wash over me, or a breeze, but usually I get chills when I know there is that presence, when it's like a ding, 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 yes, yes, yes. I know this is, I can tell you this is going to be big for you if you explore it in earnest and you invite this guidance for yourself. I think you may even just have conversations where it feels like that voice is right there with you.
I get the clear feelings as well. You know, it's almost become a punchline in our culture where someone's saying, you know, as you're talking, I'm feeling a certain way. You know, it's become a joke, but it's true. I mean, I get these feelings that this energy floods through me when certain things are going on, and you learn to trust that, you know?
Yes. Well, and I find that when I don't trust it, everything just goes a mess, you know, and when I trust it. And so, you know what, I've gotten used to, you know, people laugh at all that being hokey, and like you say, sometimes it's just cliche, and I do think, you know, there are some people that jump on every trend, and maybe it is kind of cliche for them, but for me, it's very real, and okay, so what if people laugh at me for saying it? I don't really care, because I know it's real, and I know what happens when I follow it, so there you go.
Well,
so
when you mentioned Joshua, I felt a vibration move through me that I don't know if I felt it was like a reminder of a familiar
vibration.
Yes.
Saying that, Michael, and I mean, it is intense through me right now. Like this intense, yes, I can't explain it. It's coming through me, and I have chill bumps all over me, and so much that it's like chill bumps on top of chill bumps. And I'm feeling this powerful presence and knowledge for you. And so, wow, that's just, this is like a gift for me. This is like I'm getting to touch this ascended spirit. And the more I talk about it, I think it is Joshua from the Bible. You're going to get a lot of knowledge from opening up that door and communicating with him and being willing. And it will be connected to what you're doing in geology, but also just in everything you do. And just don't be afraid to have that communication. And, you know, it's going to be huge for you. So, okay.
Ooh, wow,
that's
I will.
Very cool. That's, I don't know that
strong.
I've ever felt Joshua that present. So now I have to go explore Joshua too.
Yeah.
Wow, there's some real knowledge there. There's something really good there. So that's good. Now I have some homework too. So do you.
I'm excited. Thank you for helping me. And this is really exciting.
Okay, and, you know, I have a feeling that it is going to really click with you, and if you ever want to call back and follow up or anything, please do, or send me an email or something. So
I will. This is I don't call them that much. It's my first time calling your show.
Uh-huh.
And what's your name again?
Sherry Lane, and
okay.
My email is sherrylane444@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that's spelled Sherrilane444 @gmail.com. And my website is sherrylane.com. Real simple. And,
okay.
You know, my email's on there, too, to connect. But this is going to be intense for you. I feel it already. So any feedback or, you know, would be kind of fun for me to hear if you do feel something really cool. So.
Okay.
All right.
Sherry Lane, got it. I'll send feedback when I figure something out.
All right. Have fun with
again.
It. I think you're in for a wild ride in a good way. Okay.
Exactly. Blessings.
All right. Blessings to you,
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Wow. That was intense. Whew. All of these calls. I'm sitting here like the air conditioning is on, and I'm not a big sweater. You know, I can just feel like on my forehead, the heat. And that's another sign when you have intense energy and angels and spirit present and in the room. So let's see. Today we've had Jesus. we've had a couple of archangels. We've had Joshua from the Bible. And I'm just here feeling like I'm in a sauna when I have the air conditioning on. So this is very intense and very wonderful. I'm glad technology cooperated today and more calls. So I'm just going to jump right in. I know I'm going to be exhausted when this show is over, but this is really cool. Okay, area code 818, you're next, and you should be live any second.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're
what's
so
your name?
Awesome. My name is Brittany. And
Brittany?
I definitely have been praying with my angels and working with them. And they're all around me. I feel so protected. And right now I'm going through a situation where my father just recently transitioned, and his wife has completely turned into this person that I don't know, and she's basically fighting me for my father's assets, and it's become this crazy situation, and I've just been trying to send her love consistently to soften her heart, and I just wanted to know if you can give me some intuitive insight on the situation.
Okay.
And maybe how to move forward.
Okay, now I want to back up just a little. First, I'm sorry that you recently lost your father. That's hard. Will you tell me one more time who this is? This person a relative?
This person is my father's wife. that I'm
dealing
with.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like stepmother, his okay. And
right.
And so you're in this dispute over okay. Have you had much of a relationship with her before?
Before it was always cordial. Like I'm a very like jovial, happy person. So when I would see her, I'd always give her a hug and say hi, and then, you know, go talk to my father. It was, we never had a relationship, but it was never a nasty or mean one.
No,
you know?
Contention. It wasn't contentious or anything. Okay.
Right.
And so it really has mostly then just boiled down to a money dispute?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what is the dispute that, like, she just wants everybody cut out but her?
Exactly.
Okay.
The dispute is she went to the court, basically told the court that I don't exist. I had to go down to my... Yeah.
Oh, so were you in the will to receive something, and so she's saying you don't exist? Is that...
She said I don't exist, and then because I am in my father's will, she basically said there is no... She said there is no will. So it's her word against mine, and I had to get a lawyer, and it's just this big... dispute. I have to prove that there's a will. She's not.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, you know something. I am indirectly going through something similar. I mean, I'm not. It's not with my family, but it's with my significant other, his family, and his mother is still living. Yeah. But there's someone in the family that his mother has dementia and is basically trying to take over everything the mother owns and. And it's just very upsetting, and you know, so you know, it never ceases to amaze me what people will do over money when someone either dies or is elderly. I don't understand that at all, and it's so troubling.
It is.
And so I definitely feel for you. Now I will tell you that there's an archangel that is perfect for this, because when this first dispute first started in my life, or indirectly in my life, it's been a few months, but Archangel Raguel came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was an angel that I had really not had a lot of direct contact with or felt or didn't know anything about, you know, I usually kind of let them come to me, and then I will go and explore more about them. You know, I don't try to read about every angel, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm thinking that they're there. Or I just let them sort of make their presence known, and then I'll know that, wait, this is something different, and I'll have a way of where they can kind of tell me their name, and it's really fun how they give me, you know, a little pass to who it is, and then they affirm that. So Archangel Raguel is one. Well, first of all, he's sort of like the director of the archangels. He's sort of like the CEO that organizes things, and you know, they all sort of have their little specialties, and they all work together, and they can all do many, many multiple kinds of things. But he sort of puts it together in an organized way, like, okay, for this matter, I want Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel to go to help with this because this overlaps really well with what you do. So if you can imagine it that way. Now, to me, it's also just energy. You know, we see angels as these winged humans, and that's all fine, too, because it's just symbolism, a way we can recognize them. But it's different levels of vibration and what is going to help the most. He, though, can specifically help with disputes, justice in legal matters, and but he can do it, help it get done quickly because he knows how to organize all the energy in the best way. So I want you to get familiar with him, Raguel, and and I want you to ask for his help in this matter. And ask him to intervene in that relationship with this stepmother and in the legal matter, and help you get it resolved, hopefully in a very peaceful way, but to get resolution, fair resolution. And I'm telling you that his intensity is just huge when you put him on something. And he has given me, in this process, that specific one, he's been around for a couple of other things for me too, but in that specific one, he gave me feelings and knowledge of things that were very helpful that I wouldn't have otherwise known, like little tidbits of information that were helpful in the process, you know, the whole legal stuff, so that I could then pass on. So definitely make yourself familiar with him and actually ask him for his help. And just be open to any angels that can help and let him send them your way.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, especially at this time you're having to go through something like that.
I know.
Your heart is hurt from the loss and now this. And but
I sleep with my rose quartz.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe there's something from your father. Doesn't really make sense to me, so I don't know if it will to you or not, and it could be something obscure from maybe from his life that you, but I'm seeing like those little shoes, like saddle shoes, saddle Oxfords or something. Maybe did you wear those when you were little or anything? You know, the little shoes that are like, they call them saddle shoes. They were really big, like in the 50s too, like the black and white saddle Oxfords, and for some reason I'm seeing shoes like that, like black and white, like with this sort of you know, like the leather across the middle. Look up saddle shoes, Jules.
Oh,
so I don't know if maybe your dad wore those.
I don't think so, but do they kind of look like, you know, like how ballet shoes have the little strap across?
They can't. They lace up. So they're just regular shoes, but and they can be one color or they can be, like I said, black and white or, you know, just brown or but they have sort of like sort of leather, but then they have a piece across the middle that I guess that's why they have the saddle name. But they were really big in the 50s, and I guess maybe
does my dad like intuitively give you any information about what's going on, or is he just
that's
kind of...
what I was trying to you know, the shoes came to me. I feel like he passed fairly recently.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they can't always communicate real well at first, but I feel like he's there trying to get some message through to you. So I think it will be forthcoming, and I'm getting the image of a ladybug, like you know, that for one thing they're about good fortune and I think kind of prosperity and luck, and but I think the reason I'm getting that image is that maybe you'll, when you see a ladybug, know that he's around.
Okay.
And whether it's a picture of a ladybug or one that lands on you, you know, just so a lot of times they'll just give us any random image so that they can let us know that they're there. So, And ladybug, does ladybug have any significance when you were little?
Not that I can think of, but I do spend a lot of time in nature, and I always.
Okay.
See lots of butterflies.
Yeah. Well, when you see the ladybug, a picture, or, you know, the actual, you know, out in nature, see one, think of your dad, because there's probably a message coming for you or some sort of feeling that, well, one, that just that he's there, but maybe even more than that, some kind of guidance or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he does want to be able to acknowledge his presence to you and you to feel that. I think maybe it's just too early.
Well,
I
felt
in his transition, but it's too early for him to be, like, as far as getting a full message through, like
I
words.
I felt him several times already.
Okay, good,
like,
good.
Mm-hmm. And he's come in my dreams. He also came in.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he told me thank you for taking care of me. So, like, I was
Oh, well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
On Archangel Raguel, because I think you'll get some insight from that and some help. And, you know, in those matters, the best thing we can do, I mean, we still have to take steps, you know, for things, you know, in this real world. But when we can do it with the guidance of angels, then we're a lot better off. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, this world gives us lots of crazy struggles and crazy actions. Okay, moving right along. Wow, lots of calls today to make up for, I guess, last week. All right, area code 415, you're on.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, first time I've listened to the show. My name is Catherine.
Okay. Catherine with a K or Catherine with a C?
A K and an I-N-E.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. So do you have a question for me, Catherine?
Well, I recently moved, and so anything about new, I'm trying to establish new everything, new friends, new employment, new apartment I need to move to, so anything in that area.
Okay, so you don't have a new apartment yet?
Well, I did have one, and it, you know, sublet, you know, just a temporary.
Uh-huh.
And now that sublet time is ending, and I need to move to another sublet, another temporary, or permanent.
Okay, so you have work and all that established?
I have some work. I have some work, but I kind of, it's just kind of, I'm just barely enough, so I need something else or something additional.
Okay. Are you creative? I'm getting, the first symbol I got for you was marigolds and then sunshine, and then marigolds a lot of times can be about creativity. And also just cheer and brightness coming into our lives. Also, fairies and connection to fairy realm. So did you ever explore that?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard they're always around me, but I guess I don't know how to use them more or how to, you know, what to do with that.
Okay. Well, fairies are like angels, earth angels and energy, and you know, the old fairy tales, I think there's some truth to that, that they can, you know, they have an energy that can help us manifest and help guide us. I feel like you have a very strong underlying connection to the fairy realm, so you may actually be able to communicate more and manifest better through fairies and through that kind of connection. Any kind of nature connection is wonderful if you have this fairy aspect around you. So what I would do if I were you is to just specifically try to ask fairies for, you know, for help, and it'll come. Sometimes it can come in what feels like words, and maybe even be a little high-pitched, you know, because they're kind of like little small angels around us. And but, you know, surround yourself in flowers when you can, maybe even plant some marigolds. I don't know if you have a place, but even just a pot of marigolds, because that was what I was first seeing for you. But talk to them, read about them. You know, if you have any reservations about it, just try to overcome that. Because, you know, I remember when I first started hearing things and angels made their presence. And then the second wave was fairies. And have to be honest, at first, I mean, this was, you know, 8-9 years ago. At first, I just started crying, like, okay.
Yeah.
There just weren't as many people talking about angels even then, and talking about talking spirit and all these things, and it was like I already felt like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be a freak, and I just started crying, like, not fairies do. So but it's, you know, now I'm totally free with all that. So if you, yeah, the cool thing about fairies too, it is like the fairy tales, because they have a little bit greater presence in the earth realm, they can make things happen so quickly here in the earth realm. And how great is that to actually affect your life right here?
Right.
So any time you can spend in nature and just chat with them. Nobody else has to know if you don't want to. You know, just, but the flowers, for some reason, I keep feeling marigolds, you know. So I think they want you to plant a little pot of marigolds or something, or get some from the garden center. And maybe they're just going to hide out under the marigolds or something, or live in your marigolds. So just let that happen. Also, little water features of any kind of little, you know, little fountain or anything like that. You know, you create an environment that's like a little fairy environment for them. And they'll be around. You know, in your pot of marigolds, you can put a little umbrella and it'll be shade for them. To just, you know, play like that, like when you're a child and you let your imagination believe in that kind of thing. Because, yeah, if you do that, then it is going to, I think, affect your life very directly in the earth realm, because they are grounded here. So that's exciting. That's a great connection for you. And explore anything in nature. That's what's going to lift you up the most because of this connection.
So do you think I should move out of the city more, like be more...
I don't think you have to. I think they may end up leading you to something else. But I don't think it's necessary. I mean, they can be anywhere. So, you know, even maybe marigolds, you know, in your house, like a picture of, for some reason, because I think that's just sunshine and, you know, it's kind of called like, it's like an herb of that represents the sun, you know. So, just let it go and invite them in, and then they may lead you. You know, as I'm talking right now, I do feel like they are going to lead you to maybe a different home, but I don't know if it's immediately.
I have a hard deadline, so I do need it immediately.
Well, then ask them for it.
I'm open for that.
Okay, so your deadline is when?
August 1st.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, when I said, I didn't realize that at first, when I said how they can act very, help you very quickly, more so even than some from more the higher spirit realm, heavenly realm, because they're here, get them on it and follow their advice. And I think... yeah, who knows? It may even be that when you look at places, the marigold's the symbol that they're going to
be a
picture, you know. So just be aware and ask them and start searching and just try to be in a place to receive just the exact right place you need to be and ask for that. So
yeah.
Okay.
What is your website again?
SherryLane.com, SHERRILANE.com. And from there, you can connect to my Facebook fan page, which is called Seeing Miracles Every Day. And on that page, I post there every day, even a couple times a day, and I usually do a thought for the day from A Course in Miracles, and then I explore what that can mean to us. But other kinds of positive thought, whether it's about angels or, you know, some spiritual thought or an author or something. So it's a great page if you just sort of want that like daily devotional too. So, but you can get to that either, you know, you can get to that through my webpage, or you can just go directly to it on Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Great.
I found
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Lots of symbols for people. Ladybugs and marigolds. These are fun. Boy, a lot of different spirits and energies coming in today. I will be exhausted at the end of this. Okay, let's see. All right, we've got, as of right now, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more holding. Okay, and we've got about 25 minutes, so I'm going to try to get through to everybody that's on the line right now. If we run out of time, I'm going to try to keep them concise, but if we run out of time, when the episode ends as far as recording, it will stay on, or as far as, you know, broadcast, the people that are on the phone can stay on, so I'll try to get through to all of you, so don't hang up thinking that I'm going to run out of time. All right, next is area code 337.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, this is my first time calling in. My name is Erica.
Okay, Erica.
And I'm calling from Ohio. So I'm going through, I'm just looking for guidance. I'm going through a situation with my landlord, with my apartment complex. There's a current infestation in my apartment. I sent them a certified letter day before yesterday, giving them some code violations, but I was finding out today when they sent somebody out to continue to spray that they went ahead and did those other apartments that they didn't do prior, possibly. But I'm just wondering, me going over to the office, are they going to still let me out of my lease at this point free and clear, or will they try and make me pay? Because, you know, it's all about money to them anyway.
I feel like they will let you out. You may have to persist. So is that what you wish to do, just to move entirely?
They would what?
You wish to move entirely, right? That's your wish, to just be done with it?
Well, I just kind of want to be done with it because, you know, I got medical issues going on, and it's really interfering.
Yeah, I feel like they will let you out of it. You may have to be persistent. And this is kind of funny, you know, so many things of the calls today are things that I can relate to when, I don't know, it was about 20 or no, gosh, maybe even 30 years ago. Close to it. I went through
a similar thing. These bed bug infestations are going on, so.
Okay, bed bugs. I didn't know if it was like roaches or whatever, but I remember going through something in a building that, you know, had roaches and, you know, the same thing. They, you know, would spray sporadically, but they weren't treating the whole building. So, you know, the bugs would go to, you know, if they spray one, it'd go to another. And, you know, I just couldn't take
and
that.
And it just
and
doesn't
just
seem like, it just seems, it seems like that spray just aggravates them and they continue to go to town on me, you know?
Yeah. And I think you... And how long has this been going on?
It's been way over a month. I just found out about it a month ago because I woke up from a nap and there was a bug on me, and I took it to the office. Well, I'm finding out the neighbor upstairs, he had them. He said he didn't get sprayed, but I know the guy that came and knocked on my door this morning to spray, he did go and spray his apartment today. However, I don't know if they're going to take my letter seriously or if they're just going to laugh it off when I go over there in the office to talk to Jason.
Well, I think you may have to be persistent, but I do think they'll let you out of it if it's been an ongoing, you know, if it's happened a few times. And I think that's pretty fair grounds to need to move. And I don't think you're asking for anything, you know, unreasonable at all.
Well, in the letter, I had to terminate the lease.
If that ever happened, I would absolutely let somebody leave and even almost encourage them, and, you know, until I could get it under control. Because you have to understand, you know, sometimes it comes from a tenant and then it spreads and then it can be hard to get under control. But absolutely, you should have the opportunity to get out of your lease, and, you know, in my opinion of just being fair and kind to people. Now, you may have to persist with them. I don't know. I don't know their personality. I would think that this is a matter, though, that the health department
They did come out, and they were going to recommend that they spray twice.
Uh-huh.
However, I think they're going to go ahead and do that. They just stretched out the treatments, which I don't think they should have did. But either way, I'm recovering from a head injury, and it's messing with what I'm going on. I'm not getting the sleep I need.
I think if you go over
there, it's making me crazy. Sorry.
Here's how I think, try to deal with it. Go over there, try to be, you know, I know I'm sure you're really frustrated and all that. Try to go over there in a rational, nice, polite way and say, look, this is really stressing me out. I understand you're trying to get it under control, but it's been a month, and I really just want to leave and get out of my lease without penalty and try to be reasonable like that and see what they say.
Well, I just wanted to make sure they weren't going to try to harass me or because he already said, I can't let you out without paying something, and I'm trying to take a different approach with it.
Yeah, I would try to go over there, and I would say a prayer before I go, and I would ask angels to surround me and please make the right words come out of my mouth. I would go up here with the idea of I just want to resolve this and be released from this, you know, and speak to them in that way, like, I understand you're trying to do something, but it's been a month and it is really stressing me out. And I would just like to request that I be allowed out of my lease without penalty. And, you know, and that, and then you can get it under control however you can. But I just, it's really stressing me out. And just appeal to them that way. And you know, I think that you got a really good shot that you can just get out of it and find.
Okay, is that the guidance that they're giving you for me
that,
to
yes,
be rational about it?
Here, say a prayer, ask to be surrounded by angels, ask angels to surround them, and allow that opportunity for resolution in a really peaceful, easy way. Now,
I'll do that.
Yes, and I've found many times when I do that, something that was so volatile will just sort of, there will be this magical. Now, everybody has free will. So the people over there in that office have free will. Your angels can only do so much. But before you do anything else, try that approach. Try to just let angels intervene and lift them up. Ask that angels lift them up and try that first. Because there are good odds that that will work. You know,
okay.
And if it does,
I will certainly do that.
Allow that opening for it to just be peaceful and easy and hold that space for that. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Good
I'll use
that.
As soon as we get off the phone, I'll pray and do that.
What really quickly I saw for you when you first started talking, I started seeing the color green, and then it was like sort of a green box, you know. And so I would translate that right now to be green, meaning fresh and new and healthy environment. And
I need that, yes.
That fear for you that you're going to a quote-unquote green space that's healthy and healing and that's going to be your environment, you know, a new healthy space. But first of all, you got to, you know, work with the here and now and the office and the people that, you know, but lift them up as you go over there and just try to be irrational.
Is there a certain angel that I should call on?
Let's see. I'm kind of feeling Michael on this one because he's sort of the warrior angel, but he doesn't always act in a warrior way. He's strong. So go over there with the idea of you want to get it resolved, but have some compassion toward them and you know, say, I know you're trying to get this. You know, the last thing you want to do is just go over there and blah, 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 you know. Sometimes.
Oh, I have the compassion. The thing is that they'll have it for me because, you know, it's all business for them.
Go there and say that prayer and then hold that of, you know, I know you're trying, but this is really stressful on me and I'm really at the breaking point and I just really want to ask to be let out of my lease without penalty. You know, and I think that's fair.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. And I'm going to hold a prayer for you that works, Erica.
Thank you so much. I'll do that as well.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, trying to move quickly, but okay. Like I said, if you're on right now and the show itself stops, stay on the line, and I will get to you after the show's over and do a quick greeting for you. Okay, so let's see. 336 area code. Let's see what we can do quickly.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Dale.
Dale, okay. And do you have a question for me today?
Well, I basically just want to know what do you get? I'm kind of like a general reading, and I've been feeling really positive about some things, and things have been coming pretty good, and I'm just, you know, trying to see what you pick up.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I've ever gotten this image from a call, but I think I have an idea what it means. I saw an iron, you know, like a clothes iron that you iron clothes with. And so as you were talking, I was thinking, oh, I wonder what that symbolizes. And then I realized an iron, it irons the wrinkles out of things and makes them smooth. And so I feel like you probably have some wrinkles in your life right now, some things that need kind of straightening out, nothing horrendous, but that the process right now that's going on for you, and, you know, you're lifting it up to angels, you're calling on angels, you're asking, and it is in the process of getting smoothed out. Now that I say that also, you know, an iron, though, part of how it straightens things out, there is some steam or some heat. So, you know, it may feel a little steamy, what you know, the things that are trying to work out, but they are in the process of getting all smooth and clear. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I mean, there's some things been going on, and it seemed like, oh, my God, it seemed like I'm in this is not going to work out, and then things start smoothing out.
Yeah, you're in that steam and that heat, and you're feeling the heat, but they are working out, so just trust. They're ironing themselves out, okay?
Yes. I did want to ask you about any spiritual insight on my love interest. I've been praying to the angels, the universe of God, you know, about a spiritual soulmate.
All right, I always tell people, and especially on that subject or on any subject, but, you know, I can't really see into the future. But as you said I want you to call on Archangel Shamuel,
Shamuel.
He has a really gentle presence. So sometimes when you feel him, it might be something like, I always feel it like really soft against the back of my neck, almost like somebody just barely stroked it. So he's not quite as papow as some of the angel presence. It's very gentle. He's over the heart chakra. So he is one to call on about, you know, when you want to invite that kind of love into your life and for twin souls, soulmate. So I want you to talk to him, call on him, and open your heart. Ask him to open your heart that way so you can receive that. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. And read about him. Read about him. And
I am. We'll look him up.
Feel the power of what he can do. Okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. Area code 831, you're up next.
You are a busy woman today.
Busy.
I appreciate you sharing your gifts with us. My name's Lisa, and I am ready for my divine path. I am in love with my husband. I have a beautiful son. I do desire another child. I'm ready for a new career. I'm unsure about what my career path is, too. So just need a little guidance. Need a nudge.
All right. I don't know what your relationship to music is. Do you have any? Is music a big thing for you?
Actually, music is how my husband and I met.
Oh, okay. And so how was that? Was it? Are you musicians, or were you listening to music somewhere?
No, we're just music lovers. We love all kinds of music.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me, because I was just feeling music is a really big thing for you. So I don't know have you stopped playing music, or could you use some more music in your life right now? Because I feel like that music is actually what lifts you up even spiritually. The more you can ground yourself with music of all kinds, it can be whatever just makes you feel happy, like dancing around the house. As I say that now, vibrations and tones. Let's see, there's someone by the name of Jonathan Goldman, I believe is his name, and he does a lot about vibration and how vibration shifts things for us and tones. I think I want you to explore his work, because I think you will react.
I I have, during my workouts, I've been listening to YouTubes about the vibrations and how it affects the body, our energy. I do Reiki work, and so I'm always interested in new studies and such. So just recently, actually Tuesday, I started listening to all that. So that's a
Okay. Well, you're right. You're already tuned in. You know, you're already feeling that. So that's huge for you. Explore Jonathan Goldman and his work with vibration and healing through vibration. And healing isn't always physical sickness. It's just what lifts us up to be our highest, greatest, perfect being. I'm also, Sonia Choquette has a meditation that's about raising your vibration, and she has a musician that is along on it with her. And at the first, I'm trying to think of the title. It's just something about raise your vibration. I think there's a subtitle to it, but if you Google that, Sonia Choquette and raise your vibration, I think both of those, Jonathan Goldman and Sonia Choquette, will have things that one time when I was doing that particular meditation years ago with Sonia Choquette, I was outside in a really peaceful setting on my deck, and I don't know if I literally levitated, but I could feel my whole, I had my eyes closed and I'm sitting there and I could feel like my whole self just lift up. And then I did feel like my whole body was actually vibrating. I could feel it like in every cell, like a distinct vibration, like, kind of like when you have your phone on vibrate. It was as if you have it on vibrate in your pocket and you can feel it. I could feel that over my whole body. That's how much that like lifted my vibration by listening at that particular time that I did it. So explore those two, and I think it's going to be huge for you.
Okay.
And listen to lots of music. You're going to get messages through music, too. So turn the music on, the radio on a lot, because you're going to get little phrases that way from angels. Okay?
Fantastic. When you started your guidance with angels, was it a humming sound?
Yes, sometimes, yes. So that's pretty normal, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, great. Thanks for calling. All right, two more. I think I'm going to get through it. Got seven more minutes. Area code 678.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Regina.
Okay, Regina, do you have a question today?
Yes, I do. I want to focus more on finding employment, but I have been out of work for a couple of months now, and I know I'm getting closer to getting a job. Am I on the right step in getting the job that I want?
Okay. What the image I saw for you was a pool of water, like a swimming pool. Saw it right away when you started talking. And then like a big splash. And so before you really even got into your whole question, it was, oh, she's about to make a big splash, like in a good way. I do feel something, a splash, not a splat. I feel something real exciting there. And so I'm trying to think if there is any, I'm trying to listen if there's any specific guidance or anything. I feel like you're really close. You can feel that, can't you? You feel like you're close.
I can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want you to do. I'm getting those chills over me, so I think this is really, really what you need to hear. I want you to keep that knowledge of this excitement is just around the corner for me, because it's real easy when you're in a place and you're looking for a job and you can't to get discouraged, and so you might be really close to it happening, and then all of a sudden you just get real down and it knocks you back energetically where you were really close. So
right.
I want you feel that as much as you can. I am about to make a big splash in my life. Something is about to happen. And if you have to, just like make that your mantra, I'm about to make a big splash. And so whenever you start feeling doubt, I am about to make a big splash. Something really exciting is about to happen. And you, that helps you stay in that vibration to pull that forth for yourself.
Exactly.
And let's see, there's one other little bit of message there. Oh my goodness, I think I lost it, but stay in that excited place because there is a splash about to come for you that's good and big. Anything you can do like that to talk yourself out of the self-doubt.
Right, exactly. It's so easy to do that when you're looking.
It is.
You're definitely right.
And
I try
also
so hard.
So I'd like to have little ready-made things, too. And so anything like that, like I'm about to make a big splash. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I feel it. And I'm ready for it. Continue to pray. Answer my prayers. And be ready for it and expect it. You know? So. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm excited
I just want... Oh, thank you. I just want to make this quick little thing that happened to me yesterday. I'll make it really short. It's this drawer in my bathroom sink, and usually it's just empty or whatever, and I would tell my daughter to find something for me so I can do something for her. And then she couldn't find it, so I just said, well, let me go right back and check the bathroom sink drawers again. And what I found out was two $10 bills.
Oh,
I was like, I've never had that happen to me.
Be excited that things are flowing to me.
I'm not going to let doubt flow to me, and I'm open the door for the flow.
And you just stay in that place as much as you can, even though I know it's easy to get
absurd. Oh, the other
message came back to me.
The number two
has to do with
don't quit
5 minutes before the miracle happens.
And
feeling that for you,
and
I'm feeling like
actually, you may have read around to, or maybe around to you. But you need that number,
and that's just a reminder to you.
Stay on that path, so that you can bring
it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right.
All right. One more.
Gonna make it here.
All right. 559. Now you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. I could barely hear you. You're like an echo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you listening on the phone and on your computer, maybe?
Anything? Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you just fine.
Are you getting an echo still? I hear your echo, but that's fine. I could grab some of what you're saying. Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for the call. I happened to press number one. So I wasn't sure if you were going to get it.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your name?
My name's Evelyn.
Evelyn, okay. And you have a question?
My question is basically about love. Just want to know if the angels think that Danny and I will be in a romantic relationship.
Okay. You know, that's another one where... Because of free will, you know, I can't really do fortune telling because you have two people here who have free will. But I'll try to walk through and get any vibes that I do feel as far as just overall on the relationship. I saw for you was a clover. And now the show may go off in 90 seconds, but you stay on. You should be able to stay on and I'll finish your reading, okay?
Okay.
So even though it stops recording and everybody else won't be able to hear us, bye, everybody. Go to my webpage, sherrylane.com. I'm going to finish up the call here with Evelyn, finish up her reading, and I plan on doing another show on Tuesday. So go to Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see when that's scheduled. Okay, back to you, Evelyn. Clover is what I was seeing for you, which I think is great, you know, because a clover is a positive sign. You know, it's like the good luck sign in Ireland, and you know, especially the four leaf clover, we associate that with luck. Now, I think there's deeper meaning to clover, and so while I'm talking to you, I'm trying to kind of explore that because I think maybe there's some other layer of message for you here in this. that'll be easier if I can just bring up some symbolism. Let's see. Okay, here it is in the Celtic symbol. All right. Okay, in the Celtic tradition, most clovers are three leaf, not four leaf. And it represented the Trinity, which Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or faith, hope, and love. And so that Trinity is very powerful because when we get all those things balanced, I also think of it as mind, body, spirit. When we have those things balanced really well, then everything happens just right for us. When we're out of balance, like it mind, body, spirit, then that's when, we get off course. So I feel like maybe you have a slight imbalance that you could adjust in your mind, body, spirit, and it's going to shift everything for you, whether it's love or work or, and now what I want to feel, do you have anything in your body right now that just doesn't seem like it's working right?
Yes.
Okay, and what would that be?
I'm actually going to go to the doctor. It's my kidneys.
Okay. Okay. Kidneys can represent some anger that we're holding on to. It can be from childhood. It can even be from a past life or... is there, and I think we're off the air now, so this is just you and me talking. Is there anything that you can think of that you might be holding on? I feel like maybe it's from childhood, something that happened that you haven't fully released yet.
It could be that. It could be my childhood, but also could be I lost the man I loved 2 years ago.
Oh.
Maybe a little bit of guilt, maybe a little bit of
wondering. Well, and even that... of that can make you kind of angry that here you are in your life and you I know what I want you to do on in the archives of this radio show, and you have to go back to like August of last year. There is a free meditation. It's an energy clearing meditation is what it's called, and I think it's about 55 minutes, something like that. It will take you through all the chakras and things to, and chakras are just energy centers of the body. So as you clear each chakra, you're also clearing the area of the body that they're in. And this is part of that whole mind, body, spirit balancing. So I just want you to get comfortable and do that meditation and see how you feel. I think you're going to feel very lifted from it. If you, do like it and feel lighter from it or feel better from it or feel like it was effective for you, there are two other ones shortly after that. And one is cord cutting, which releases us. We're asking to release from any negative energies or situations or people. We do it all with love, but we basically are allowing spirit to cut us free from it without, instead of we're saying cut me free from that, and that, we release it to them like whatever isn't serving me right now. And then forgiveness is where we just heal it all and we ultimately really leap and grow from there. And so many times it's things we're not even aware of, so I think if you go through those three meditations, it's going to be huge for you. But at the very least, try that first one, the energy clearing, because I think it will help. What's that? It's August of last year. If you scroll back through, now there may even be, I can't remember if there's a search where you could just put in energy clearing or something. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it starts in August of last year, and then maybe a week or so after that would be the next one. But they are marked as meditations instead of just shows, like show topics. So they should stand out pretty clearly to you.
Okay.
So that gives you some homework, and I think it's going to be really good for you. And I'm telling you, Evelyn, I'm sitting here, and I get chills when I say this. I am holding a prayer right now that your kidneys are healed, and you go through these things, and you lift your body and your spirit, and you allow those things to be released. And I'm going to tell you a little story before I hang up, if you have a little bit more time, about kidneys.
I have time.
Well, I actually have two two kidney stories, and that's I want to tell you because I want you to understand the power of you and I are like we're two or more are gathered in prayer and healing. And it's about 7 years ago. It was shortly after I went through what I always call my big awakening phase, and I just went through like 3 weeks of, you know, I'm hearing voices and all these things, and all these gifts opened up to me, and so that's when I got introduced to Reiki and that kind of energy healing, and opened up these gifts that were just, I guess, dormant in myself. And but I had a friend that I met through Reiki, and she asked me to send distance Reiki to her father that was in the hospital. He was elderly, and he was in kidney failure, and he had kidney failure to the level where they never really start working again. You can do dialysis or whatever. Okay. He was just old, and so she said, "Can you do that for him?" And I said, "Yes, I'll light a candle tonight, and I'll send him. I'll pray and send him this energy." And, you know, I asked her, has he asked for prayers and things? And she said, "Oh, yes, he wouldn't understand energy work, but it's prayer, you know, it's what you're doing." And the next day she called me in the afternoon, and she said the doctors really couldn't believe, they don't know what happened, but his kidneys started working fine today. And he's probably going home from the hospital tomorrow. And she gave me all the lab results of how it was like, you know, way, so they were so far gone and out of whack. And then all of a sudden, they're just working fine. The same thing happened with my father. He was in end-stage kidney failure, and they said he would be on dialysis for the rest of his life. And then his kidneys started working, and, you know, the doctors were looking, they thought they had the wrong file. So just believe, because I'm going to believe right now with you, and that you're going to release and everything's going to be okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to head. I was going to take a shower and get ready and go to the doctor.
All right. Well, I'm holding this healing prayer for you, and you do those meditations, and I think it's going to make you feel lighter, and you're going to release things. You know, you may not even know what they are, but they're going to be burdens off of you.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great day. Okay. Bye-bye.